Justin Fluke with you. It's our weekly Brooks Marta locker room chat here on KNZA, talking Houlton Wildcat football as the Wildcats get their second straight win in the Big East and at home, defeating Royal Valley. Final score 37-21, but a 37-0 game going into the fourth quarter last week, Coach. I know a three and out to start the game, but then you scored on your next six offensive possessions, kind of picking up where you left off against Riley County. The offenses looked really, really good, especially early in that Royal Valley game. What did you see that was effective and really clicking for the offense?
Yeah, it kind of took us a few plays to adjust. And that first drive, you got to get that first down, and we didn't do that. And they used a lot of movement, played a little differently defensively they have in the past, but our kids adjusted. And, you know, we got ground out first downs and made some big plays, and I like the progress we've made on our offense over the last couple weeks.
You talked early in the season about being excited to have a bunch of big kind of physical, prototypical type wishbone Houlton running backs. But maybe one thing we didn't expect was just all the big plays. I mean, in this game against Royal Valley, again, you end up with three touchdown runs of over 40 yards. You got some guys that can, you know, show some breakaway speed and do some good things in space. But it also seems like on a lot of these long runs this season, you're doing a pretty good job getting blocks downfield to help spring those bigger plays.
Yeah, especially our backside tight ends have done a nice job getting down to get that extra block, and that makes a big difference for us. And then Alec on the edge has been somebody we thought really could be effective. He's not a big guy, but he's fast and has made big plays for us. And then really all of our backs are 4x1 relay kind of guys. So although they're big, strong guys, they run well, and we knew that when we get them in the open field, they have a chance to go.
What about the defensive side of the football? Again, I don't think it allowed very much to Royal Valley, maybe three first downs in the first half and less than 60 yards. Most of their yardage and offense obviously came in the last 7-8 minutes, but did you feel like the defense played well and certainly made some big stops in short fourth down situations when they needed to?
Yeah, I think the line of scrimmage, the front five really has improved and played well, and at times really well. At times we slow down a little bit. At times we look like $1 million, and we have to continue to work for that consistency. And I don't think anybody's stopped Royal Valley like that consistently. They're really good at getting short yardage situations, and we made some big stops early in the game.
Still probably a few more penalties than you like, but I think it was another clean game as far as, you know, that you didn't turn the football over. The ball really didn't hurt the ground. So anything else that you're trying to just kind of clean up here going into week four?
Well, you know, some of them are aggressive penalties and some of them are just not very smart penalties. So there's a mix of that. We got to start creating turnovers. You got to feel a little bit better about the way our defense has played the last couple weeks because nobody's given us anything easy. So, we've made them earn their, play their best and made them earn it, and we continue to improve.
Houlton is at Perry LeCompton here in week number four. District play begins. We'll chat more with Coach Barta after this timeout. Justin Fluke back with you, joined by Coach Brooks Barta, talking Houlton football. Before we dive into Perry LeCompton, Coach, I'd mentioned before the break that district play begins. We're used to this by now. It's only week four, but man, these games mean a lot more, and some points could factor in as well. So just talk about the mindset, the set, and the maybe sense of urgency that you're talking about with your team this week going into district play.
Well, it happens fast, and it's kind of a weird situation with districts because I think the state really screwed up, you know, our playoff situation by going in terms of wins and losses. So really every game matters now just as much as your district game. So it's kind of a weird combination. It's a great week for us to clean up some of the stuff that we didn't understand and do well against Riley County, really similar offense and, understanding leverage and pass rush and understanding leverage and zone coverage and, continuing to be more aggressive on the ball. So it's been a fun week, to clean up some of the stuff that we did against Riley County.
Perry LeCompton is 0-3, but, they've played St. Mary's and Sabetha and Silver Lake, so we know that they're going to be a tough, formidable opponent. It looks like struggling to score a little bit. What differences do you see in this Perry LeCompton matchup?
Well, they're pretty green at their skill positions. They had to replace a lot of people, and, they'll continue to get better. The thing that they're going to do is try to be physical, and they're going to play hard, and everything they do fits together, and they're very sound. And, that's an example of a team that might not be too bad a team, but with our new league, the schedule just rolls all the way in the wrong direction for them. And that that really gives them a big disadvantage in the playoffs.
You kind of mentioned this a little bit, but you referenced Riley County expecting Perry to kind of spread things out and toss it around. Is that one of the big emphasis points this week to make sure that the pass coverage and some of those situations are shored up a bit?
Yeah, we weren't really ready for an empty situation with five receivers against Riley County, and under the conditions, we didn't make some of those adjustments just where we were in the game. So that's given us some time to clean that up and work on that. And we needed to learn some concepts and pass rush and how to keep a quarterback in the pocket. And, those little things gave up some really big plays in that game where we otherwise played really good defense 85% of the time.
Are you happy overall with the growth of your squad and what they've done here to improve, over the last few weeks? Are they on track pacing for how you would expect this team to keep getting better?
Yeah, I think we underperformed so much the first week. It looks like we've improved more than we have at some point, but, we really have improved. And if we can continue that process, it's going to get really serious pretty quick in a couple weeks, and it's going to be a couple big games setting us up for the playoffs. So we got to continue to do that. They've done it with a smile, so we're going to continue to push them.
Well, it should be a good game this week. We look forward to seeing you and Perry LeCompton. Coach, thanks for your time, and best of luck.
All right, thank you.
Wildcat Locker Room Chats on KNZA, presented by Community Healthcare System, by the Farmers Day Bank in Holton, and by Medical Pharmacy, adjacent to the Holton Hospital.